Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Robert Cray bringing us back. My favorite blues man, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Diane DeResta is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of Knockout Presentations, How to Deliver Your Message with Power, Punch, and Pizzazz. Also, Conversations on Success, another book. And she's our, as I say, a longtime Brain Trust member. Diane, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about what we can learn from the way that the three major candidates, so to speak, the three that had the most impact, Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, how their approach to getting nominated first, then getting elected, what we can learn from that. And when we went to the break, you were helping us understand that it was really important for them, and they finally figured this out. It was really important for them to know who their audience was, especially at any particular time. But they'd have multiple audiences, right? They might have a local audience, and then they might have a national audience.
Yes, and in my book, Knockout Presentations, I talk about the YAM formula, which is timely for Thanksgiving, but it stands for Know Yourself, Know Your Audience, and Know Your Message. And we can learn about all of those things. The one thing about knowing yourself is being truly who you are. And I think that when it came to authenticity, Trump and Sanders had that going for them. Hillary always had an issue about being truly who she was. She didn't seem as authentic. So that was something that worked against her, that ability to connect.
Even people who love her say that she's not a very good candidate for that reason.
Yeah, if I had to say, in terms of their presentations or communication style, the one thing that is a big challenge for Hillary, and none of her coaches have been able to really work this through, is the inability to connect with that common person. And I don't know how she is one-on-one. They say that she's different, but when I heard her concession speech, if she had spoken more like that throughout...
You know what? When I laid out the policy issues, when I made my comments on this election, which I've done every election since 2000, my comments are always about policy. And so so she did not score well on the policy side. So I wasn't able to endorse her, but I have to say, and I said this on the air, I was very proud of her concession speech.
She did well, and that's one of the things that I mentioned in my blog post, to be gracious in victory and defeat. Because first of all, no one likes a winner who gloats, and
right.
Trump was gracious, and he said things like
yep.
he admired her toughness and her
yep.
hard work.
And with regard to the Clintons, he continues to be.
Yes. And also with Hillary, that was an outstanding concession speech. It was real. You could feel her pain. She said she was feeling pain, and she encouraged people to go on.
Let me stop you for a second. Isn't it quite plausible that they didn't even have that ready, and that speech came out from the heart, and it revealed maybe who she really is? In other words, there was less manipulation involved and more reality? What do you think?
It's possible, Jim, but here's my thought on this. I've seen this happen before. I think when John Kerry gave his concession speech, and I think Al Gore as well, I said, where was that person during the campaign?
Mm-hmm.
So here's what I think happens in terms of people's communication. They're politicians, so they're branded and they're perfect and they're trying to say their messages and not offend anyone. And yet, when all the chips are down and there's nothing to lose, then the real person emerges, and that's where your power is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of the advantages Trump had, although he went to an extreme. He just said what he wanted to say. He was politically incorrect.
Nobody, he didn't let people handle him, did he?
Exactly. And the thing is, That's what built trust, because he was saying what everybody was thinking but didn't have a voice. Whether you like him or not, and this is not an endorsement of any of the candidates, I'm talking strictly communication, whether you like him or not, he said what was on his mind, you knew where he stood, and that creates trust.
And see, this is the thing that you've taught us over the last 6 or 7 years, Diane, so well, and that is when you're speaking to a group, you have to be authentic. Mm-hmm. Because the audience will see through inauthenticity in a split second. And even if you're not the greatest orator in the world, if you're authentic, you can win.
That's exactly right. And I think of people who had no experience, like the woman who created Mad Mothers Against Drunk Driving. What she had was a burning desire and a mission, and that drove her. And that is what sells. That's what's compelling, that passion, that single-minded focus. That drive that says no matter what, this is going to happen. And then the presentation skills, that's gravy on top of that. You don't have to be
a polished presenter. Sometimes being not so polished, being a little less polished but heavy on the authenticity, that's the most endearing, isn't it?
Exactly. That would be Bernie Sanders.
Right.
I mean, if you heard him.
Yep.
You know,
and so that's the lesson to a small business who says, oh, I'm not a public speaker. Well, yes, you are. You can.
Oh,
you're, if you're a small business, that you're by definition authentic, and you're an expert in your field. So if you'll just get, have a little confidence in yourself, you can do it. What do you think, Diane?
Absolutely. First of all, everybody is a public speaker, because if you leave a voicemail, that's public speaking. Do you give webinars? Do you give updates at meetings? Entrepreneurs are selling all the time. That's public speaking. You have to be able to present yourself.
Right.
Your elevator pitch, when you have 2 minutes to...
Diane, hold on to that thought. We've got to take a quick break. Give us the website quickly.
Diresta.com, Diresta.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.